Difficulties in Meditation Q&A.
What is the cure for complacency in practice? Question. What is the cure for complacency in practice? Answer. A sense of urgency is a cure for complacency. The easiest way to develop a sense of urgency is association with people who have a sense of urgency. When you are alone, it is very easy to become complacent, even resigned to failure, because the practice is difficult. Without encouragement and support from others on the path, it is easy to get weighed down by the sensual world and pulled away from the path by those who are disinclined to practice. Associating with good people is the most important thing in the spiritual life. Listening to talks, reading books, or studying can also be a part of association. Another useful practice is meditative reflections on death and the three characteristics of impermanence, suffering, and non-self in a conventional context, like the idea that all of the things we cling to will one day change and disappear, the realization that nothing is stable and that at any moment we could be subject to great suffering from any number of causes, like sickness, accidents, natural and human-made disaster, robbery, crime and punishment, etc. Thinking about these sorts of things, meditating on the inevitability of suffering and death, meditating on the repulsiveness of the body, meditating on the nature of the body parts as being not as desirable, etc., allow us to cultivate a sense of urgency and a sense of the importance of spiritual practice. Find a meditation center, do a meditation course, stay with a teacher, and do the best you can. Do not expect yourself to be the perfect meditator. Sometimes you may be discouraged or overwhelmed by worldly affairs, so just try your best to cultivate as much impetus to practice and do what you can. Ultimately, the path to enlightenment is a difficult and sometimes roundabout one. Our teacher Ajahn Tong was asked the same question. He said, "You can't succeed in the world if you don't work hard. How could it be any different in the practice?" Sometimes we might think of the Dharma as some kind of hobby or pastime, something that we do on the weekends or holidays. By not taking it seriously, just like any worldly pursuit, if you don't cultivate it, if you don't work hard at it, you cannot hope to succeed.